我们还要继续敬拜。
Let us continue to worship.
我们当中大部分人都是大概刚从旅游中回来。
Most of us just returned from vacation.
你们有没有一个有没有这样的经验？就是你们到一个地方，觉得一切都是新鲜的。
Have you had this experience that when you just arrive at a place and everything is fresh?
突然发现，你从前到过这个地方。
But then you realized you've been there before.
你后之后你的你所有的印象都是按着旧有的经验，在你的旅游当中。
And the impression you have for the place came from your past experience.
然后一切都觉得都变得那么没有趣了。
And suddenly nothing is interesting.
我觉得心对我们来讲，不是环境，不是环境的改变。
I think newness to us is not the change of our environment.
是在主在我们心里面的工作。
But it's from the work of the Lord in our hearts.
只要我们的心，我们的心里面有一个更新的感觉。
As long as our hearts are renewed.
每一天对我们来讲都是新鲜的。
Every day is fresh.
让我们一同站立，我们来敬拜。
Let us stand and worship together.
我们向主唱新歌。
Sing a new song to the Lord.
虽然这首歌是旧的。
Although we've sang this before.
I will celebrate.
I will celebrate. Sing out to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate. Sing out to the Lord. Sing to the Lord
a new song. I will celebrate.
I will celebrate. Sing out to the Lord.Sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, singing unto the Lord. Sing to the Lord.
I will celebrate.
I will celebrate, singing unto the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, singing unto the Lord.Sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing with Him. With my mind focused on Him. With my hands raised to the heaven. Oh, I am worshiping Him.
Celebrate.
I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing with me. unto the Lord, sing to the Lord new song, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord a new song.
Change my heart.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
Change my heart.
Change my heart, oh God, may it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you.
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
Being true before you.
能够像你。
Being like you.
像你这样真实。
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, praise you.
我们可以在你面前向你呼求，向你祷告。
And we can cry out to you and pray to you.
求你听我们的祷告，将你的真实放在我们的里面。
Lord, hear our prayer and make us true like you.
Change my
heart. Change my heart.
更新我心意，使我能想你。更新我心意。
心我心意，让我的心里你是在首位。
Change my heart, O Lord, so you can take supremacy in my heart.
让我将我的目标能够提高。
Lift up our goal.
或许在过程当中，我们能够达到一半，或是再多一点。
Perhaps we can reach halfway or even a little more.
主，但愿你是我唯一。
May you be the only one for us.
好，下一首是一首新歌。
The next song is a new one.
就像我刚才讲的，或许我们觉得这首歌，层次有点高。
We might feel that the level of the song is higher.
但让我们把我们的目标提高，所以我们到最后的终点，我们也能够比我们预期的能够再多一点。
So let us lift it up a scale so that if we miss the target, we'll be even higher than what we expected.
我们赞美团队先唱，那会唱就跟我们一起唱。
Well, let's sing with the praise and worship team if you know how.
主耶稣，你是我挚爱，我全心为你不怠意，天地间有何能与你比？你神儿忍着你最美丽，真渴望消失在你里，当你肉身入我心底，牵我所眷恋，尽焕然撇弃，只愿爱你全心全意。世上 you
耶稣，求你听我们的祷告。
Lord Jesus, hear our prayer.
你是我们杯中的份。
You are the portion of my cup.
主，在今天，求你的话语，你的自己，就在我们当中向我们彰显。
May your word be spoken, your presence be here.
求你向我们说话。
Speak to us, O Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
每次我们到新的一年，我们总是想要有一个新的开始。
Every time we come to the beginning of the year, we want to have a new start.
我最近在想什么是新的开始。
I've been thinking about what it means to have a new start.
如果以日期来讲的话，
If we just look at the calendar,
当我们迈入新的一年，
When we walk into the new year,
时候到了，日期就自然换了，它是自动发生的。
When the time is up, the calendar changes. It happens naturally.
但是要我们人有新的一年，却不是自动自然的会发生。
But it's not natural if we want to have a new year.
再来，我就想到一件事情，就是为什么我要一个新的开始。
And then the next question I have in mind is that why do I want to have a new beginning?
是不是因为大家都这样子做？
Is it because everyone is doing it?
还是因为旧的不好？
Or it's because the old was bad?
如果旧的已经够好了，
Well, if the old was good enough,
那就没有新的必要，对不对？
There's no need for the new, right?
我不知道你们多长重启你们的电子设备。
I don't know how often you restart your devices.
你们的电脑、你们的手机、你们的平板。
Your computer, your cell phone, the pad.
我自己的习惯是我会一直用。
My habit is that I will continue using it.
如果没有什么问题，我就不会想到要去重启它。
If there's no problem, I wouldn't think about restarting it.
但一旦问题出现，或是他发现他很奇怪的时候，
But if there's a problem or I found that it's acting weirdly,
我才会想到说要把这个装置、这个设备重启。
Then will I restart the device?
这说出我的习惯。
Well, it tells about my habits.
就是如果没有问题，我就不会去理它。
If there's no problem, I would not care about it.
我会忘记这件事情的存在。
I'll forget about this even existed.
不会主动去处理什么。
I wouldn't actively take care of something.
就是一直的维持而已。
I'll just maintain it.
从这件事情上，我想到我跟主的关系。
From this, I thought of my relationship with the Lord.
是不是也是这个样子？
Is it the same way?
没有事情发生，我就不会去处理它。
Unless something happens, I wouldn't pay attention.
我只是继续做着每天应该做的事情。
I'm just doing the rituals.
祷告、读经、聚会、侍奉。
Read the Bible, pray, come to the meeting and serve.
当我们迈入新的一年的时候，
As we enter into the new year,
我觉得我们需要有一点时间来评估一下我们过去的一年。
I think we need to spend some time to re-evaluate the year past.
我们需要评估我们跟我们主的关系。
To assess our relationship with the Lord.
这样在新的一年，我们才能够有一个新的开始。
So that we can truly have a new beginning in the new year.
最近在读保罗的书信。
Recently, we've been reading the epistles of Paul.
我看到保罗跟他所建立的教会。
And we see the churches that Paul built.
他对于他所带得救的这些弟兄姐妹，
For the brothers and sisters he helped to bring to the Lord.
他对他们有很大的一个盼望。
He had a great hope for them.
我特别在读帖撒罗尼迦的前书的时候，给我蛮多的得着。
Especially in 1 Thessalonians, I gained a lot.
第二章他说，保罗的盼望是要叫他们行事为人，要对得起那个召他们进他国得他荣耀的神。
In chapter 2 it says that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
同样的一章在19节他说他的盼望跟他的喜乐跟他所夸的是什么呢？
And the same chapter in verse 19 he says for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing?
他的盼望就是当主耶稣来的时候他所照顾的这些人他们能够在主面前能够站立得住。
Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?
然后在第三章，他继续的说，我这样子来照顾你们，是因为使你们，当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，就是主耶稣再来的时候，在父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可指责。
And further in chapter 3, he says, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
保罗对每一个得救的人都有一个非常大的一个盼望。
Paul has a great hope for everyone that's saved.
因为他知道神的救恩不只要成就我们做一个立场公事的一个基督徒。
Because he knows that God's salvation is not just for us to be a Christian with rituals.
神的救恩应当能够使我们在我们的生活上能够对得起神。
But that we can live a life worthy of God.
让我们能够在主面前站立得住。
To stand firm before the Lord.
让我们能够心里坚固，我们可以圣洁，我们可以不被主责备。
To be steadfast in heart, holy and blameless.
这应该是我们的目标。
That should be our goal.
应该是我们对我们自己的要求跟一个盼望。
It should be our requirement and a hope for ourselves.
保罗没有要求他们自己去达到这个目标。
However, Paul did not ask them to achieve this goal on their own.
因为他知道这是不可能的事情。
Because he knew that's impossible.
要达到这个目标，必须要依靠主。
We must trust the Lord if we want to reach these goals.
要跟主有一个很好的一个关系。
We must have a good relationship with the Lord.
没有一个属灵的经历是可以离开主的。
Not one spiritual experience can be without the Lord.
头脑的知识可以不需要主。
To gain head knowledge, you can be without the Lord.
但是属灵的经历是离不开主的，不能没有主的。
But a spiritual experience cannot be without the Lord.
没有一个属灵的经历是能够离开主而你还得着的。
Not one spiritual experience can be gained.Without the Lord.
我们跟主的关系的好或坏
Our relationship with the Lord, good or not so,
会直接影响我们属灵的生命的状况
will affect our condition of our spiritual life directly.
我们可以说如果我们跟主没有关系
We can say that if we have no relationship with the Lord,
就可以说我们没有属灵的生命
You can say that we have no spiritual life.
没有主跟主的关系，我们就失去了这个属灵的生命。
Without the Lord, without the relationship with Him, we don't have the spiritual life.
外面所做的一切就是按照立场，就是外面这样子每天做一样的事情而已。
The outward work is just rituals that our daily life has.
我们知道什么是关系。
We know what a relationship means.
夫妻之间有夫妻之间的关系。
Between the spouses, we have the relationship.
有父母跟儿女的关系。
And we have a relationship between the parents and the children.
我们有同事之间的关系。
We have a relationship with our coworkers.
我们有人与人之间的关系。
We have a relationship with people around us.
这些关系都可以是亲密的，是熟悉的，或是疏远的。
Those relationships could be close and just acquaintances or far away.
如果有人问我们。
If someone asks us,
我们跟主的关系是如何
How's your relationship with the Lord?
不知道我们会怎么样回答
I wonder how you would answer.
如果我们要为我们自己打分数
If we were to score ourselves,
一到十
On a scale of 1 to 10,
不知道你会给你自己几分
What score would you give yourself?
也许等一下在回馈的时候我们可以有一些分享
Perhaps later when we reflect on this, we can share.
早上我想提出一些指标
This morning, I want to share some indicators.
我把它称为是与主关系的指标。
I name them the indicators of your relationship with the Lord.
一个和主有良好关系的人应该有的指标跟表现。
The behaviors that someone that has a good relationship with the Lord should have.
第一个我想讲的是会接受光。
The first indicator is that the person will accept the light.
一个和主有良好关系的人的一个表现是会接受光。
A sign for a person having a good relationship with the Lord is that they will receive the light.
我们之前都读过约翰福音第一章。
We've all read John chapter 1.
在第四节、第五节的时候、啊、那边这样子说。
In verses 4 and 5.
他说生命在他里头，这个生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
这个光呢，照在黑暗里面，但是黑暗却不接受光。
And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
我们都知道按照自然律来讲。
We all know that according to the laws of nature,
光到的地方，黑暗应该就除去了。
Darkness would be dispelled where light shines.
但是这里却讲到说，光照在黑暗里，黑暗可以不接受光。
But here it says the darkness can refuse light.
后来我们都听到牧师跟我们解释，说这里的黑暗不是我们想象中的那种黑暗。
But later, our pastor explained that the darkness here is not the kind of darkness we think of.
这里的黑暗讲到一种权势。
Here, the darkness speaking of a power.
在人里面的一种权势。
A power within a person.
这个权势呢，是不喜欢接受光，不愿意接受光，是抵挡光的。
That this power rejects the light, resists the light.
在我们还没有信主之前。
Before we believe in the Lord,
我们是生活在黑暗的国度里面。
We live in the kingdom of darkness.
那个时候，无论是外面的环境，无论是我们里面人的里面。
Whether the external environment or internal situation,
全部都被黑暗笼罩。
They were covered by darkness.
我们习惯了黑暗。
We're accustomed to darkness.
就像一个生下来就看不见的人。
Just like someone born blind,
他不知道什么是光明。
Unaware of what light is.
但是我们信主了以后，
But after we believe in the Lord,
主把我们救了出来。
He delivered us.
主救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
He delivered us from the power of darkness.
把我们放在他爱子的国度里面。
And he conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
从经历来说，
Speaking from experience,
我们的罪已经得着赦免。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们已经脱离了黑暗的权势。
We have been set free from the power of darkness.
但是我们的旧人，
But the old self,
在我们旧人的里面还有一个黑暗的权势。
Within the old self still lies the power of darkness.
这是我们很熟悉的，我们每天我们都是这样子在做的。
That we're familiar with and that is not easily escaped.
我们每天，因为我们每天我们对这个非常的熟悉，我们的最正常的反应就是这样子，所以呢，我们不容易脱离。
Because it's natural to us, we're accustomed to it. It's hard for us to be free from it.
在罗马书六章讲到说，我们是借着受洗归入他的死。
In Romans 6:4, it says we were buried with him through baptism into death.
在八章也告诉我们说，我们要靠圣灵致死这个身体的恶行。
In chapter 8, it says, goes on, and he says that by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body.
最近早上我们都读到哥林多后书。
Recently, we've been reading in the morning 2 Corinthians.
我们看到保罗非常不容易的经历。
We see that Paul's difficult experiences.
十字架的工作就是拆毁。
The work of the cross is to dismantle.
要把旧人拆毁。
To tear down the old self.
让新人能够得到自由。
So the new self can emerge.
但是在接受这个十字架的制作之前，
But before we receive the work of the cross,
我们这个旧人还是处处受到黑暗的影响。
Our old self still influenced by the power of darkness.
我们不愿意接受光。
And we're unwilling to accept the light.
我们新的生命喜欢光。
Our new life loves the light.
但是旧生命却拒绝光。
But the old life rejects it.
在约翰一书告诉我们说，如果我们是与神相交的，
In 1 John it says, if we claim to have fellowship with God,
但是呢，却我们还在黑暗里面行，就是说谎的。
Yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
不行真理。
We do not practice the truth.
但是如果我们在光明中行，
But if we walk in the light,
如神在光明中，
As he is in the light,
我们就跟神能够彼此的相交。
We have fellowship with one another.
因着有相交，就有光照，他儿子的血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
主的生命是人的光。
The life of the Lord is the light of human.
我们靠近这个生命的时候，我们就会得到光。
As we draw near to this life, we receive the light.
这个光让我们认识我们的自己。
This light enables us to truly know ourselves.
以前我们都听到这样的说法。
We've heard the saying before.
如果我们要知道一个人属灵的情形。
If we want to know someone's spiritual condition,
我们就要问他说，你最后一次，最近最后一次认罪是什么时候？
We need to ask them, when's the last time you confess your sin?
不是很客气的说，啊，对，我错了。
Not just casually confessing that I'm wrong.
是因着主的光照。
But because the Lord enlightened us.
一个人跟主有这样的一个关系。
And a person has the relationship with the Lord.
他才能够真的看到自己。
Then can he truly see himself?
他也才会真的认罪。
Then he would truly confess his sins.
如果我们好久好久都不认罪了。
If we have not confessed our sins for a long period of time.
那证明一件事情。
That shows us one thing.
我们跟主的关系是离得好远好远。
We are so far away from the Lord.
我们要知道光不会叫我们自己觉得自己很好。
We know the light will not make us feel good about ourselves.
不会让我们觉得我们处处做的都非常的优秀。
It wouldn't make us feel outstanding.
不会让我们觉得说我们不需要被改变。
It wouldn't make us feel that we don't need to change.
当我们这样想的时候，那个不是光，那个是黑暗。
If we think so, then that's not the light. It is from the darkness.
如果我们也不能靠着我们自我反省来知道自己的情况。
And we're unable to know our true condition through self-reflection.
因为自我评估是不可靠的。
Because self-assessment is unreliable.
是有偏见的。
And it's biased.
我们最爱的就是自己了。
Because who we love most, that is ourselves.
主自己是光。
The Lord Himself is the light.
在他的同在有光。
In His presence there is light.
主的话能够发出光。
His words shine brightly.
弟兄姐妹对主的经历，对我们来说也是光。
Brothers and sisters' experiences of the Lord are also light.
我们常常听到很多主的话，这也是光。
We often hear the word of the Lord. That's also the light.
我们有很多的机会接触光。
We have a lot of opportunities to come in contact with the light.
但是我们接不接受这个光？
But do we receive the light?
以我自己的经历来说，
From my own experience,
什么时候我觉得我听过了，我知道了，我晓得了？
Whenever I think that I've heard it, I know it, I could do it.
这是我里面的骄傲。
This is from the pride in my heart.
当我这样想的时候，我在拒绝光。
Whenever I harbor this, I'm harboring unbelief.
什么时候我觉得我不再需要被提醒了？
I'm rejecting the light.
这个是我在拒绝光。
And I don't feel like I need to be reminded.
什么时候我里面有很多的不信，有很多的怀疑？
Whenever I have doubt and unbelief.
里面有很多的批评、论断、比较。
And I'm judging and I'm comparing.
这也是在拒绝光。
That's also acts of rejecting the light.
更多的时候，虽然我们接受我们所听到的，我们觉得很有道理。
More often than not, even if I accept what I hear,
但是我们却缺乏回应，我们没有回应。
But we don't respond to it.
这个也是在拒绝光。
That's also rejecting the light.
我们不只是挑啊，我喜欢听的，我喜欢接受的，挑好听的部分。
Because we are only choosing and picking what we like to hear.
我们应该照单全收。
We should receive all.
这些话都是为着我们的。
Because all is for our good.
然后我们要有以行动回应来证明我们的接受。
We need to prove our acceptance through our actions.
如果我听到一句感动我的话，
If I heard something that moved my heart,
我听到一个见证，
I heard a testimony,
我们应该要尝试的去做。
We should try to walk accordingly.
至少我们心中要有一个渴慕。
At least we need to have a longing in our hearts.
我盼望可以像他。
I hope to be like him.
我盼望那个感动他的也能够感动我。
I hope whatever moves him will move me as well.
我们要让光来影响我们。
We need to let the light influence us.
借着接受光，让光来改变我们的生命。
By accepting the light, let the light change our lives.
第二个我想讲的是
And secondly,
跟主有一个好的关系是会与主亲近。
If we have a good relationship with the Lord, we will draw near to Him.
约翰福音三章那边讲到说，光来到世间，世人因着自己的行为是恶的，他不喜欢光，喜欢黑暗，定他们罪的就是在此。
And John 3:19 it says, This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
凡作恶的就恨光，并不来救光。
For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light.
恐怕他的行为受到责备。
Lest his deeds should be exposed.
但行真理的，并必来救光。
But he who does the truth comes to the light.
要显明他所行的是靠神所行。
That his deeds may be clearly seen.
一个跟主关系良好的人。
A person with a good relationship with the Lord.
肯定是一个喜欢靠近主，喜欢接近主。并且主动会接近主的人。
It's certainly someone who enjoys being close to him and actively seek him out.
我们很容易从一个人如何分布时间，知道一个人喜欢什么。
We can easily tell what a person likes from how they allocate their time.
或是他的心在哪里。
Or where their heart is.
除了工作以外，如果有空闲的时间，我们会马上想到什么。
What would you think of first if we, apart from work, you would think of right away?
我们马上想要做什么?
What do you want to do first?
一定我们想到的事情，我们一定跟那个事情很接近。
The first thing you think of must be because that you are close to that.
甚至我们心里充满的也都是那件事情。
Because your heart was filled with it.
我们知道主无所不在。
We know that the Lord is omnipresent. Present.
我们也可以在任何的地方去、靠近主，去亲近主。
We can draw near to him anywhere.
我们会做什么样的一个决定，都根据我们会选择我们要做什么，都根据我们跟主的关系而定的。
The decisions we make depend on our relationship with the Lord.
这个不是律法的要求。
This is not a legal requirement.
不是一天我们要祷告几次，一天要读多少的圣经。
Not how many times we need to pray in a day and how much Bible we need to read.
很好笑的，以前我们读到大卫一天七次赞美主。
It was funny when we read David praised the Lord 7 times in a day.
就想说，我来算一算，我一天要有几次赞美主。
And I was thinking to count how often I pray to the Lord.
我赞美了一次，赞美了两次，赞美三次。
I would tally how often I prayed.
但是这是律法。
But that's from the law.
也许我口里在念，我心里没有在赞美。
Perhaps I said it with my mouth, but my heart was not praying.
比起这些外面所做的事情。
Comparing to those outward things.
主更看重的是我们的心。
More importantly, God values our heart.
我们可以坐在这边聚会。
We can sit here in the assembly.
但是我们的心可以不在这里。
But your heart may not be here.
我们可以口里唱着诗歌。
We can sing hymns with our lips.
但是我们只有嘴唇亲近，我们的心可以远离。
But it may be just a matter of drawing near with the lips. Our hearts could be far away.
比起追求量，我觉得主更看重的是质。
I believe the Lord values the quality more than quantity.
我们不能以量来代替质。
We cannot replace quality with quantity.
不能说有做就好，有做比没有做好。
We can't say that as long as we have done it, it's okay.
主要看我们的心。
The Lord is looking at our hearts.
我们的心是不是与他亲近？
Is our heart close to him?
我们要追求的是跟主有一个很好的一个quality time, 珍贵的时光。
We need to value having a quality time with the Lord.
哪怕是短短的几分钟。
Even if it's just a few minutes.
弟兄姐妹都很忙。
We're all busy.
但是如果我们有休息的时候。
But whenever we catch a break.
我们可以在主面前唱一首诗歌。
We can sing a hymn before the Lord.
星期五晚上牧师告诉我们说得很好。
Friday night, our pastor shared very well with us.
我们需要有诗歌。
We must have hymns.
在我们的人生中，我们需要有诗歌。
We need to have hymns in our lives.
真的是这个样子。
That's truly the case.
比起听诗歌，
comparing to listening to hymns,
唱更能够感动我们。
Singing hymns move us more.
唱更能够使我们与主拉近距离。
Singing hymns draw us nearer to the Lord.
在我们这个时代，有太多太多的选择。
In our generation, we have so many options.
一样空闲下来，一样在塞车。
We can be having a free time. We can be stuck in traffic.
我们有很多的选择。
We have a lot of choices.
我要听什么？
What do I listen to?
希望这个选择，我们的选择是可以让我们与主靠近。
I hope the choice we make will draw us closer to the Lord.
有些选择会让我们远离神。
Some choices that we make will make us be farther away from the Lord.
有些选择可以让我们靠近神。
But some choices can help us be closer to Him.
根据我们的选择会断定我们跟主的关系。
The choices that we make decides our relationship with the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说不要为肉体做安排。
The Bible says, do not make preparation for the flesh.
如果我们按照我们自己的习性去肉体的要求去行事，
If we provide for the flesh according to our desires,
那我们肯定不会喜欢来亲近主。
Then we for sure won't want to come before the Lord.
如果我们常常觉得心中有罪，
If we often feel that there's sins in our hearts,
有罪的人也不会来到主的面前。
A sinner would not come before the Lord either.
我们看到亚伯拉罕常常筑祭坛。
We see that Abraham frequently built altars.
跟神有交通。
And he had fellowship with the Lord often.
但是跟他同行的罗德就没有这样的，就跟神没有这样的关系。
But Lot, who walked with him, did not have that habit.
我们看到大卫。
We read about David.
无论是在他的逃难的当中。
Whether when he was in exile,
无论是他在皇宫里
or in palace,
他经常的呼求就是他想要亲近主。
He constantly called upon the Lord because he wanted to be closer to him.
他排除万难将约柜运来。
He brought the Ark of Covenant through many challenges.
他希望可以跟神更靠近。
Because he desired to have a closer relationship with the Lord.
他的心愿是一生一世能够住在耶和华的殿中。
His desire was to dwell in the house of the Lord all his life.
但他的儿子所罗门却不像他那样子。
But his son Solomon was not like him.
虽然所罗门也祷告。
Although Solomon also prayed.
神也把世人所没有的智慧赏赐给他。
And God gave him wisdom that no one possessed.
但是他却没有办法向神专一。
But he was not devoted to God.
他跟着异教，他跟着异教的女子拜他们的偶像。
He followed pagan women and worshiped their idols.
还有圣经上很多很多的人。
There are many more other figures in the Bible.
我们能够看到一个规律。
We can come up with the law.
喜爱与主亲近的，肯定是与主关系良好的。
A rule, a pattern that those who delight in the Lord will have a good relationship with Him.
他也会蒙主的保守。
And they will be kept by Him.
第三个，我想到说，一个经常靠近主的人，也应该是一个会爱主的人。
And thirdly, I believe that a person with a good relationship with the Lord will love the Lord.
约翰一书四章十节。
And 1 John 4:10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
And it is not that we love God, but that He loved us.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这个就是爱。
And sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
然后在哥林多前书13章，我们都知道这个是爱篇，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 4 says, Love is patient, love is kind.
爱是有表现的。
Love is expressed.
在刚刚我们看的这两处的经节里面，
In those two passages,
我们看到爱是牺牲。
We see that love is sacrifice.
为了别人而舍去自己。
Giving up oneself for others.
一个爱主的人，
A person who loves the Lord.
在生活上会愿意为主牺牲。
Will be willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
这几天我们在读哥林多后书的时候，
Recently, when we read the 2 Corinthians,
我们看到保罗真的是爱他服侍的教会。
We saw that Paul truly loved the churches that he served.
但是他得到什么回报呢？
But what kind of reward did he receive?
别人论断他。
They judged him.
他说他气貌不扬。
They said his bodily presence is weak.
他说他言语粗俗。
And his speech contemptible.
误会他。
They misunderstood him.
说他是愚妄人。
And they said he's a fool.
甚至怀疑他是不是使徒啊。
And they doubted his apostleship.
这都是因为保罗在他们中间做一件事情。
That's all because Paul did one thing.
因着爱的缘故指出他们的错误。
He pointed out their mistakes.
所以不希望指出他们的错误去改正他们。
He corrected them because he pointed out their errors.
保罗这样子做是不希望他们受到亏损。
He did that because he didn't want them to suffer loss.
他宁可自己受到误会。
He would rather for himself to be misunderstood.
他也不愿意让这个错误继续在他们中间延续下去。
Then letting the errors among them continue.
保罗期待他们悔改。
Paul hoped them to repent.
不要让他们受到永远的损失。
And not suffer eternal loss.
所以我们看到爱是什么呢？
So we see what love is.
爱不是满足对方的每一个要求。
Love is not fulfilling every demand of the other person.
没有一个正确的教导不是爱。
Without a right teaching, that is not love.
没有管教也不是爱。
Without discipline, that is not love.
没有原则不是爱。
Without a principle, that is not love.
那个为了让别人觉得自己有爱，然后没有不顾原则的，其实不是爱别人，乃是爱自己。
One who disregards principles to make others feel loved is not loving others, but loving oneself.
牺牲别人而顾全自己的，也不是爱别人，乃是爱自己。
One who sacrifices others to protect oneself is not loving others, but also loving oneself.
看到错不纠正，觉得说会伤害到别人的，其实也不是在爱别人，也是在爱自己。
Love is not about seeing mistakes and not correcting them, fearing to hurt the other's feelings or fearing others say that you lack love.
施洗约翰说，他在主面前有一个盼望，就是他必兴旺，我必衰微。
John the Baptist said, "He shall increase, but I shall decrease."
不是让主来为自己效力，乃是放下自己为主而活。
Not about having the Lord serving us, but about setting aside ourselves to live for the Lord.
一个爱主的人
，A person who loves the Lord，
会把自己放一边
，will lay aside himself，
会去爱主所爱的。
To love whom the Lord loves.
会去关心主所关心的。
To care about what the Lord cares.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，
When Jesus came to the world,
他最关心的不是别人怎么看他，怎么说他。
What he cared about the most was not how others look at him.
他最关心的是他有没有在神的旨意的当中。
His greatest concern was God's will.
神的旨意要得到教会。
God's will is to gain the church.
他要得到一个心腹。
And to gain the bride.
因此教会必须要受到建造。
Therefore, the church must be built up.
就是我们每一个人都需要被改变。
That is, every one of us must be changed.
我们侍奉的原因就是要我们的生命被改变。
The reason that we serve is that our lives need to be changed.
这说得非常的简单。
It was put simply in words.
但是要做起来真的很不容易。
But indeed, it's truly challenging.
稍微我们被说一下，马上跳起来，对不对？
If we were offended a little bit, we would jump.
我们反应非常的激烈。
Our reaction is strong.
马上要为自己解释。
Because we want to defend ourselves.
还不要说有真正的改变。
Not to mention to truly change.
我们常说要把主摆在第一的位置。
We often say that we should put the Lord first.
说很容易
It's easy to say.
因为没有冲突
Because there's no conflict.
如果有冲突的时候
But if there were,
如果遇见需要做选择的时候
If we face with choices,
主还是不是第一个顺位
Is the Lord still our priority?
爱是牺牲
Love is sacrifice.
是付代价
It's paying a price.
在金钱上
In money.
在时间上
In our time.
在力量上
in our effort?
哪一样是我们最难放下的？
Which is the hardest one to lay down?
那就是我们最需要去学习的。
That is the one that we need to learn the most.
我在准备的时候，我在问我自己为什么要讲这个信息。
When I prepare this message, I ask myself, why do I want to speak about this?
我觉得真很重要。
I think it's important to be true.
最近一段时间接着参加追求聚会。
Recently through our pursuit meetings.
或是我们周五晚上的约翰福音。
Or reading the Gospel of John on Friday nights.
或是最近的读经。
Or our daily Bible reading.
我觉得真很重要。
I realize the importance of truthfulness.
只有真才能够经得起考验。
Only truthfulness can withstand the test.
最后也只有真能够留得下来。
And ultimately, only truth will remain.
我不知道什么是真。
I don't know what truth is.
要我说，我也应该也说不上来。
I can't really explain it to you.
但是比较起来，我知道假。
But relatively, I know more about falsehood.
在某一次的追求聚会中。
And in a pursuit meeting.
我在跟弟兄们分享。
I was sharing with brothers.
我说我已经不记得有多久的时间，我承认。我自己不会，没有答案。
And I said, I can't remember how long it's been since I admitted that I don't have the answers.
我总是为自己找借口。
I always find excuses for myself.
弟兄姐妹问什么，不能没有东西可以回答他们呢？
If brothers and sisters ask me a question, I must come up with the answer.
所以我就戴上我的面具。
So I put on my mask.
久而久之。
And after a long period of time,
这个面具都不摘了。
The mask stays on.
我自己都被自己骗了。
I even deceived myself.
我以为我自己就是那样的人了。
Thinking that's who I am.
不会去想什么是真，什么是假。
I don't think about what's true and what's false.
也不觉得我自己假。
And I don't think I'm fake.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我很感谢主啊，主带我们这一家来到美国。
I really thank the Lord for bringing our family to America.
让我们在这边有所学习。
So that we can learn.
其实不只是最近。
Not just recently.
我们教会一直以来就很努力的，很付代价的，想要在主面前做一些真实的事情。
But our church has always worked very hard, paid the price, and done truthful things before the Lord.
牧师常常劝勉我们。
Our pastor often exhorts us.
要除去虚假。
To remove falsehood,
要宝贵真实
and cherish truth.
哪怕真实只有一点点
even if it's just a little bit of truth,
这都比一大堆不真实的虚假的东西好
it's better than a whole bunch of unrealistic lies.
今天是我们2026的第一个主日
today is the first Sunday of the year of 2026.
我在主面前反思
I reflect before the Lord.
以这个三个条件反思
With these three indicators,
我跟主的关系是如何
How's my relationship with the Lord?
我不希望有沾一点边我就说我有
I don't want to claim that I have them just because I have touched upon it a little bit.
因为这样子是自己欺骗自己
Because that's self-deception.
应该有多少就算多少
Whatever the truth is, that is what it is.
我想要知道我跟主的关系是什么样的关系
I want to know my true relationship with the Lord.
我才能够知道要怎么进步。
Then can I know how to improve?
在我写这个信息的时候
When I wrote this message,
有一个经节在我的心中。
A verse came to my mind.
就是路加福音第十章四十二节。
That is Luke 10:42.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那个上好的福分是不能夺去的。
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
圣经上有很多的人物。
The Bible contains many stories and characters.
尤其那些我们所称为榜样的。
Especially those we call role models.
在希伯来书十一章，我们看到信心的见证人。
In Hebrews 11, we read a lot of testimonies, the witnesses.
我们都很羡慕他们。
Of faith, and we admire them.
我觉得亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫，甚至最近我们读的保罗
，like Abraham, Moses, David, even Paul.
他们都是高不可攀的。
They seem unattainable.
我们怎么可能能够成为像他们那样的人？
How can I possibly become like them?
但是最近早上有一天在读经的时候，
But then one morning while reading the Bible,
我忽然想到他们也是罪人。
It suddenly occurred to me that they were also sinners.
圣经中的故事是罪人的故事。
The stories in the Bible are all stories of sinners.
他们之所以能够成为那样的人，
They became those people.
当然是神的怜悯。
Because of God's grace.
也是他们所做的选择。
But also because of their choices.
每一个人都可以有不同的选择。
Everyone can make different choices.
马大选择忙碌。
Martha chose to be busy.
玛利亚选择坐在主的脚前。
Mary chose to sit at the Lord's feet.
他们的选择让他们成为那样的人。
Their choices made them who they were.
我们可以事后诸葛亮地说，哦，这个好，那个好。
We can be wise after the fact and say that this is good, that is good.
应该这样，应该那样。
We should do this, we should do that.
但是最重要的是，
But most importantly,
我们的选择是什么？
What are our choices?
没有人提前跟玛利亚说，你要这样子做，之后主就会夸奖你。
No one told Mary beforehand that the Lord would praise you after doing this.
玛利亚有这样的选择。
Mary made this choice.
因为这个是她平常心中就想要的。
Because it was what she wanted normally.
她一直想要的就是这件事情。
What she always wanted was this.
当她看到一个机会，她就去做了。
When she saw the opportunity, she did it.
我们不能平时有错误的选择，但是一到那个事情来的时候，才想要有对的结果。
We cannot live with wrong choices in ordinary times and hope to make the right choice at crucial moments.
如果我们要在关键的时刻有对的选择。
If we want to make the right choice at a key moment,
平常我们就要有这样的选择。
We must have made the choice, the right choice in ordinary times.
在结束早上的信息的时候，
Before we conclude the meeting,
我想再问一次。
I want to ask you again.
如果你刚刚已经替你自己打过分数，
If you already scored yourself,
一到十，
Between 1 and 10,
现在我们听完了以后，根据我们跟主的关系，
According to the indicators,
我们会打什么分数？
How do you score yourself when it comes to a relationship with the Lord?
不一定我们要让别人知道。
You don't have to tell others.
但是我们自己一定要知道。
But you must know it yourself.
我们最后要唱一首诗歌。
Let us end with the singing of hymn.
圣徒诗歌345首。
In the hymn book 345.
我已拣选主耶稣。
I have chosen the Lord Jesus.
求主给我们一个对的选择。
May the Lord grant us the right choice. Let us rise.
但愿主今天成为我们衡量我们自己的一个标准。
May the Lord be the standard as we measure ourselves.
Yeah.
All the wants in our hearts, you've given us everything we lacked.
主是你消除我一切的要求。
And you let our soul rest in quietness and peace in you.
你让我们的心在你的里面可以平静安稳。
Lord, really thank you that you bring us together to worship you and to kick off this new year.
主感谢你在新年开始的时候，我们可以一起来敬拜。
And we just pray that you lead us forward every day, seeking how to deepen our relationship with you.
求你每一天领我们往前，让我们与你的关系更加的紧密。
Lord, that every day we can consciously desire to draw closer and closer and put it into action.
每一天我们都可以来实行，更靠近你。
Just lead us forward every step this year.
主啊，求你来带领我们每一步的脚。
In Jesus' name we pray, Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.